Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week, and I'm not sure if I've done the right thing, is Colin Fitz. So he's already making me giggle, and it's but he has such an eclectic music taste, and you've done so many interesting things in your life that I thought you'd be a really cool guest. And I'm hoping that some of the things on your list are things I might recognise, because most people's music is different to, like, what we like.
Okay.
So I'm hoping we get to, you know, have a bit of a bop and, you know.
Well, anyway. thank you for inviting me, and I'm glad you think I've done interesting things in my life. Some of your guests have had some really interesting experiences around the world.
And terrible music taste. Teasing.
Sometimes when we talk, yes, we realise we have similar music tastes.
Yes.
But I think there's going to be some strange ones on here
as well. Yes, actually, now I'm looking at it, yes. Definitely. So let's start with this first one. You've got Modern Romance, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, which is just such a great name.
So yes.
Tell us about that and where it takes you.
Well, first of all, Modern Romance is an early 80s band. They used to dress as New Romantics, mm-hmm. and they had other songs which people might recognize. Everybody Salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody Salsa. Uh-huh. Best Days of Our Lives. Very happy sort of pseudo-Latino with an English touch. Music. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White is a classic sort of Frank Sinatra era type crooner song.
Okay.
And they did a sort of disco version of it, which is this song, which my mum bought when I was a child as a record. They cost one Maltese lira in those days. And she came home with this song because she heard it on the radio. And so that's the first memory, you know,
okay.
mum buying records. Uh-huh. I remember she had bought Blondie, Heart of Glass, which was quite avant-garde
cool.
for mum,
yes.
you know, but she liked Heart of Glass, a couple of Julio Iglesias records.
Okay.
and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, which reminds me of mum and my childhood. Also, a member of Modern Romance was a fellow called John Dupre, who is a music composer, became a music composer, and became very good friends with Eric Idle.
Okay.
A member of Monty Python's Flying Circus. And he was actually on stage because he collaborated with Eric Idle on Spamalot and all the Eric Idle projects that came out of Monty Python in recent years. And when Monty Python performed their very last show ever, or their last shows ever in 2015, I think, at the O2,
mm-hmm.
which you attended, I believe.
I actually saw the film version of it because I sent someone else with my ticket.
I see. Oh, okay. I thought you had gone. I remember talking about it way back in 2015. I had attended the very last show Monty Python ever gave together. So before Terry Jones passed away.
That takes you back to this.
Yeah. And John Dupre was on stage or in the orchestra helping with the music.
Oh.
So I don't know which one of them he was, which one of the figures in the band he was. But he was there. And being a member of Modern Romance just takes me back to the historic moment when I watched these heroes on stage in 2015 at the O2, packed, you know, 20,000 people watching John Cleese on stage doing their Monty Python sketches. And it also takes me back to my childhood and my mum buying Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom. It's a very cute little tune.
So let's have a listen to it then.
We'll be right back.
pink and apple blossom wine. The ginger band would always play. Oh, cherry pink and apple blossom wine to break my heart. And apple blossom wine reminds me of the night we met. Oh, cherry pink and apple blossom wine. Apple blossom wine, the ginger band would always play. Oh, cherry pink and apple blossom wine to break my heart, baby. And apple blossom wine reminds me of the night we met. Oh, cherry pink and apple blossom wine.
Next one, the Alan Parsons Project, Damned If I Do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know the Alan Parsons Project. They're quite popular, very popular in Malta, not so much in the UK.
What's the memory?
Ah, yes, well, especially the song. Well, they performed this song when they performed in Malta in 2007.
Okay.
And I watched the concert. And that concert, I remember watching on the Valletta waterfront. I'm watching a band that I absolutely loved ever since childhood. Every single song they played, I knew every single lyric. So it was like Nirvana, ecstasy, watching my favorite band. But I happened to be watching it with the love of my life. Aww. I mean, I'm single at the moment. Mm-hmm. And this girl who was with me at that concert was the one that got away.
Ah.
You know, the one, the regrets Aww. One. And she was a girl at the time, I mean, a lady,
a
woman, from Moldova. I had met her when I worked at the British High Commission in Malta, mm-hmm. and she worked at the British High Commission in Chisinau, the capital of Moldova, and we had both been sent to London for a course at the Foreign Office. It just so happened to be the day of the terrorist attacks in 2005.
So quite a memorable day.
And we were evacuated from our hotel, and I was like standing next to a group of us from all over the world, from mm-hmm. different embassies and high commissions, and I'm hearing this girl on the phone speaking in a language that sounded like Italian, but it was actually Romanian, because mm-hmm. a lot of Moldovans speak, Moldovan doesn't really exist, they either speak Romanian or Russian.
Okay. There.
And I kind of made a comment, so that sounds like Italian, and I introduced myself. And we started a friendship, mm-hmm. which a year later, through email exchanges, mm-hmm. developed into a romance.
Aww.
And I remember visiting the first time we met properly as mm-hmm. sort of potential lovers uh-huh. was in Romania. We met in neutral ground and we spent a week. She organized this holiday, this mm-hmm. week in Romania. And 3 days, three days of them were in a log cabin in the Carpathian Mountains.
Lovely. It was
wonderful, beautiful views from the balconies. We clicked. We mm-hmm. clicked with everything. At one point, I remember specifically a very special amorous moment. The television was on and MTV Romania was on. And suddenly I hear Fabrizio Faniello singing, "I do, I do, I do." Because she was quite popular in Romania at the time. Anyway, so yeah, Alan Parsons Project, Damned If I Do, one of the songs they played at the concert in Malta. She happened to be in Malta at the time as part of our relationship. And there I was with the love of my life watching my favorite band singing songs. It was a perfect moment.
Well, I think while we're listening to this one, I think you should go and Google her, find her again.
Oh.
So, Alan Parsons
that would
Project,
be stalking.
Damned If I Do. So that was a really nice memory. And now a band I know, yay, and I love, should I say. Soft Cell, but not the song I expect. So Say Hello, Wave Goodbye.
Well, this is the song they finish every concert with, mm-hmm. Soft Cell, and a lot of times Mark Almond as well, when mm-hmm. he performs on his own. Way back in 2007, 8th September, mm-hmm. national holiday here in Malta, very important day, Yom El Victoria, Victory Day. I could almost call myself the best day of my life.
Okay.
Because two very big important things happened on that day. In the early evening, mm-hmm. I attended a match, a football match, a qualifier for the World Cup or something, between Malta and Turkey. And it was a very symbolic match. Obviously, Malta-Turkey, great siege.
I remember the advertising. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and it was the first time the South End Corps had come together to encourage people to dress up in red and white, and put makeup on their faces. And I've been a fan of the Malta national team for a very long time, sort of even in through thick and thin, mostly thin. But that particular day, they really delivered. You know, we finished a 2-2 draw. Turkey are a much stronger team than Malta, but the Reds showed so much heart. So it was like every Maltese person in that stadium, you know, happy, 2-2, two amazing goals. I think it was Andreas Kembry. So I was on a real high because Malta performed well on the international stage in an important match. And then I went straight to Pacheville, where Mark Almond, the singer of Soft Cell, was in Malta to perform a concert. So I saw him sing live from the VIP area, so I was quite close. Mm-hmm. You could always reach out and touch him. And I've admired him and Soft Cell since I was a child and their music. So I was hearing, again, a bit like Alan Parsons Project, some of my favorite songs ever, seeing one of my idols perform right after the high of the National Stadium. So two amazing things in one day.
Wow, well, let's have a listen to that. Yeah. We'll say hello and wave goodbye to Soft Cell.
Standing at the door of the pink flamingo, crying in the rain. It was a kind of so-so love, and I'm gonna make sure it never happens again. You and I, it had to be the standing joke of the year. You were asleep around, we'll be right back. first time, okay? Just smile and say hello.
This next one, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, I actually heard this as a disco track when I was a child, and that was, you know, my first sort of introduction to
classical music.
Yeah,
same so, here. So, yeah, in fact, it's Walter Murphy, a fifth of Beethoven, the disco song from Saturday Night Fever.
Uh-huh.
And Walter Murphy is a composer who I still like because he writes the music for Family Guy, one of my favorite adult cartoons. But this reminds me of my brother.
Okay.
For some reason, he studied music at one point for a year or two. And he brought home this record, which is this amazing cover. It's a painting by John Martin, The Great Day of His Wrath. So, you know, it's a vision of hell, practically. Mm-hmm. And then there's this dramatic piece of music. And around the same time, among my Lady Bird books, I had two books called The Lives of the Great Composers.
Okay.
So there was, in children's form, the story of Beethoven, of Schubert, of Bach, of Handel, of Haydn, and of Mozart.
Okay.
So the six composers. And those books, I really love those books, maybe because of the Lady Bird style paintings of people in wigs and costumes. And also, so being exposed to my brother playing this dramatic piece of music.
And you which knew Beethoven.
Yeah. Which reminded me of the disco song, but it was like more dramatic. And these Lady Bird books. And that's the main memory of my childhood.
All together. That's really sweet.
All together, yeah.
Aww.
And then my brother went on to buy the Lewis Clark medleys of classical music.
Okay, I don't know.
They were
those.
Popular in the early 80s.
No, I don't know. Some a bit like Jive Buddy.
or Stars on 45, but with classical music.
So we're going to have a bit of a listen to this because it is quite long. So
it's actually an excerpt.
Oh, okay, so just this piece. Okay, yes. Let's go for that.
Thank you.
There you go, the beauty of working with someone who knows what they're doing. You did that, did my work for me. Thank you. So, Ron Goodwin's theme from Where Eagles Dare. That's a movie, no?
It is a movie.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood, Richard Burton.
Yeah, war movie?
It's a war movie.
Yeah, okay. No, I've got memories from my dad, actually. So where does that take you, then?
Well, when I was a child growing up in the late 70s and early 80s, everything was still about World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, comics, whether it's Commando comics and Warlord and stuff at the newsagent, or the Beano. But even then, there would be references to World War II. You know, there would be Fawlty Towers, so not mention Zavor,
yeah.
And Hello, Hello, MTV. But also, lots of movies. The Great Escape would be shown so many times, which is my absolute favorite movie of all time. But this film, Where Eagles Dare, has a very, very dramatic, perfect score for a war movie.
Okay.
You'll hear it now and you'll think, yeah, this is a very majestic war kind of theme. And the film itself, I mean, it just reminds me of my childhood building Airfix model kits.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, World War II, whether there were Stukas or Spitfires or Messerschmitts. My brother was he still is a modeler, and he's a very good his big influence on my life, both my brothers, but one in particular. And he still builds models.
Okay.
And at the time, he would started building models for me as a child, and then I'd start building them myself. So as I said, when I was a child, World War II was a massive part of our lives still in the late 70s and 80s in popular culture. Mm. And it has remained a big influence, influenced my love of history.
Yeah, you're quite into military history, aren't you?
So, yeah. Whenever I go abroad, it's museums and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, but if you hear the song now, the tune...
We'll be riled.
It'll just take you back to those war movies. I don't know if they still make them this way, where, you know, the Germans fire at the Allies, and like one person gets a little injury in his arm, and then the Allies fire back and 20 Germans die straight away.
Yeah, not propaganda at all. But yeah, let's have a listen to this. So this is Ron Goodwin's theme from Where Eagles Dare. So that was rather rousing. You're absolutely right. but now we're going, not down a notch, but this is a completely different avenue. We're going on to The Shadows and Apache. Now, I have a memory of this one as well. But tell me, where does this one take you?
Well, The Shadows were one of my father's favorite bands. And I think a lot of people of his generation, he was born in 1940, so he was a youth of the 60s. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a sort of Beatles and Rolling Stones guy. He was more of a James Last, Shadows, more easy listening. Mm-hmm. And his record collection was Edmundo Ross and Demi Rousseau and this kind of stuff. And that was his record collection. But again, he was into, he built the stereo system we had at home. He had built that himself.
Okay.
He built most of the furniture. He had a collection of books about electronics. I think a lot of Maltese men did evening classes in the 60s and 70s to supplement their income during the day from, I don't know, my father was a teacher, but wages weren't that high in those days. So you always looked around to do a part-time job, which is why here in Malta we have like people who are mechanics, woodworkers, carpenters, whatever in the evenings. And my dad used to fix televisions.
Okay.
As a sideline when I was a kid, which meant that I didn't really see him that much as a child.
Okay.
He was constantly working, providing for the family. Mm. But then he got a stroke around the time when I could start to get to know him properly. He got a stroke and he lived for 15 years. His speech never came back. And he passed away in 2021 at the age of 80. And I never really, really got to know him as much as I wanted to, as I would have liked to know my dad. So that's a bit of a regret. But it's not his fault. It's not my fault. It's just the way it was.
Yeah, the circumstance. And, he was capable and he provided.
Yeah, and we had a good living thanks to his work. But it was a very traditional, mom does all the housework, it doesn't work. Dad is always out working, providing for the family. And I wish I could have got to know my dad closer as a person.
I think, through his books and through the things happening in the house, you can see someone's character.
Yeah.
So I think you've got some memories there. That's some good ones. So let's have a listen to that. So that Shadows, Apache. The next one, no idea. Okay, so Rockets Galactica.
Right, electronic music.
Okay, yeah, that's 80s, why. Okay,
late 70s and early 80s. Now, the Rockets were a French band who had no success in France, but they got signed up in Italy in the late 70s, early 80s, and they were massive in Italy. They sold a million records. Now, they were a bit like Kiss, dressing up in head to toe in makeup.
Okay.
But instead of having sort of rock makeup, they wore silver. They sprayed themselves silver and shaved their hair off, so they looked like aliens.
Is this what you wanted to do? You dressed up like them?
they influenced my theatricality and my getting involved in the theater, for sure. But they were very much like Queen or Kiss, all the dressing up and everything. Mm-hmm. Plus the electronic music, which I've always loved. I've always been into electronic music since Giorgio Moroder and I Feel Love and all the early 80s OMD, Soft Cell and all that. But these space aliens singing. So on the radio, they were very popular in Malta because they were popular in Italy for a short while. So I'd be hearing space music on the radio. And on television, as a child in Malta, especially when we got the color television with Booster, they used to call it, so we'd get all the Italian channels, not just Rai, there'd be all these Japanese cartoons featuring space robots fighting and space battles, and it was all about space, space, space. Even my science book at school had an astronaut. Okay, on the moon, on the cover. So in the early 80s, it was all about like, ooh, what's the year 2000 going to be like? Are we going to have flying cars? And are we going to meet aliens? Are we going to be living on Mars? And that was my childhood in a nutshell.
Well, I hope you weren't disappointed by the time you got to the year 2000. So
a little bit. But this is sort of a tribute to my childhood and a lot of people listening who are my age. I'm 48, who lived through the 80s and those Japanese cartoons on Italian television.
So this surreal. Yeah.
It's a bit surreal. Like a French band, Italian television, Japanese cartoons, Malta, the British influence, the Italian influence, all these influences.
Let's go out there and listen to Galactica by the Rockets. So in the next one, you've sort of given me a bit of a warning. This is a sad memory. So we're going to talk about this very quickly because you don't like to be sad.
Okay.
So this is Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free.
Mm-hmm.
So in a nutshell, because we don't want to get upset.
Well, this song came out in 1999.
Yeah.
And I was living in the UK. I was married to a lovely British girl. And it was the second year of our marriage. We had been together 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was heading downwards. It wasn't working. So marriage not going well, living in the UK, feeling a bit like a very, very small fish in a very large pond, as mm-hmm. opposed to when I used to live in Malta. So I felt very lonely in the UK, and I couldn't wait to come back to Malta, which I did the next year. And our relationship ended, etc. And that song came out that year. It's a very positive song, and lots of good advice in it. But it represents a very negative year.
So we're not sure. We might play this one, mm-hmm. but I'm going to skip straight on to the next memory so we can, like, cheer up.
Okay.
Okay, yay. Killer Queen. I mean, this is one of those songs that you just, I don't know, you just do strange movements to. So. But where does the memory take you when you hear this?
Well, it's a fantastic song, and we used to play it off the Queen Greatest Hits with my school friends when we used to go camping at Jnana Bay.
Oh.
When I say camping, I mean in one of those boathouses
uh-huh.
that one of the boys' fathers owned with a boat in it. And we just sleep there and spend 3 or 4 days waking up in the morning, playing football on the beach,
uh-huh.
no crowds, just swimming, cooking at 16, 17 years old, you know, representing the freedom.
Excellent.
Of childhood and being, you know, young.
Oh, so we'll have a bit of one of those songs, and then we're going to come in for your last couple of memories.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone.
So, we're going to steam ahead here. So we've got the last couple of memories on your list, because we're limiting to 10. So we've got a song here by Vanessa Williams, Save the Best for Last. And then we're going to play out on the song afterwards. So tell us about Vanessa Williams.
Well, this was a very popular song in early 1992 when I got my very first job, age 17, at Island Sound Radio.
Oh, okay.
When all the radio stations, the private radio stations, uh-huh. opened up in Malta. Very exciting time. Also a very exciting time for me.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this being my girlfriend at the time's favorite song. So I remember her singing it to me during a barbecue lying on the beach, aww, looking up at the stars, but also like safe in the knowledge that, hey, I've got a job, uh-huh, and it's a great job. I'm on the radio. So that was a really exciting time,
cool.
92.
So I'm going to listen to that in my own head. but we're going to go out because this one is just wild. So Meatloaf's Hot Patootie.
Yeah, it's from the musical The Rocky Horror Show, uh-huh, which we staged here in Malta in 2007, Masquerade. Mm-hmm. And I played the part that Meatloaf played in the movie, and another part, two parts in the same show.
Wow.
Fantastic show, great audiences, and it also represents my whole career in theatre. Like, it's my best memory from theatre, from many, many great memories I've had over the years.
Excellent. So we're going to full blast this one. We're going to do a bit of moshy stuff around the studio. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's Musical Memory. It's Colin Fitz, DJ, presenter, and war buff extraordinaire. Hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.